On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, there's no better way to usher in the new year than by looking back at the past year. And what a year 2016 was, bluegrassically speaking anyway. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be reveling in some sterling moments therefrom, provided by IBMA and SPGMA award winners such as Josh Williams, Mountain Faith, Sierra Hall, Brian Sutton, Special Consensus, and Rhonda Vincent and The Rage. Coming up, this highlight-filled, action-packed, glamour-oozing edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll begin with a song that sat atop the National Bluegrass Survey in March 2016. This is Russell Moore in Third Time Out singing Brown County Red.
I started out young with my daddy's shotgun, making corn liquor to sell. Mama said, son, there'll be trouble to come. I thought I was doing well. I got in a bind on the Brown County line, and I shot three deputies dead. I went on the run, and before I was done, the Ohio River ran red. I can tell it's not till they turn out the light. I don't know the day or the hour. They locked me up well in the Brown County Jail, and I'm gonna hang till I'm dead, 'cause I painted Brown County red. This court you have lit by the sword, and by the sword you're gonna die. They'll bury me underneath that oak tree, so please carve these words in the trunk. I'll never more kill for an old liquor still. Here lies a Brown County drunk. I can't tell it's not till they turn out the light. I don't know the day or the hour. They locked me up well in the Brown County Jail, and I'm gonna hang I'm dead, 'cause I painted Brown County red. I can't tell it's not till they turn out the light. I don't know the day or the hour. They locked me up well in the Brown County Jail, and I'm gonna hang till I'm dead, 'cause I painted Brown County red.
A drop in the bucket when it comes to loving me, for I'm the kind of fella that you seldom ever see. When I go honky-tonking, my heart gets on a spree. You're not a drop in the bucket when it comes to loving me, loving me,
loving me,
loving me,
loving me.
You're not a drop in the bucket when it comes to loving me. Admit I like the gals, they're always on my mind. But just remember, babe, I'm not the one woman kind. You're not my one and only, my heart is fancy free. You're not a drop in the bucket when it comes to loving me, loving me,
loving me,
loving me,
loving me.
You're not a drop in the bucket when it comes to loving me. Thank you. There's a hole in my bucket, don't seem to ever fill. I just can't seem to get enough, and I guess I never will. You never see me out with one, there's always two or three. And not a drop in the bucket when it comes to loving me, loving me,
loving me,
loving me,
loving me.
And not a drop in the bucket when it comes to loving me.
The 2016 IBMA Entertainers of the Year, the Earls of Leicester, with You're Not a Drop in the Bucket. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown, a program that promises to be chock full of great songs, inspired singing, and dazzling displays of instrumental prowess as we continue part two of our examination of some of the more momentous bluegrassical occurrences of 2016, like the emergence of Mountain Faith, rightly named the IBMA Emerging Artist of the Year. From their Mountain Fever CD, That Which Matters, this is Condemnation.
Something soft. standing still with a heart that is growing now. With answers that may never come, answers that may never come.
Sierra Hall with Lullaby from her head-turning rounder outing, Weighted Mind. Sierra was crowned the 2016 IBMA Mandolin Player of the Year, and Mountain Faith led things off with a hard-hitting Condemnation as waxed on their That Which Matters release. Speaking of instrumental award winners, Brian Sutton was named the 2016 IBMA Guitar Player of the Year, a trophy he has now won 9 times. This is Brian singing one of his own, Play Me a Record, from his Sugar Hill disc, The More I Learn.
Play me a record and we'll dance the night away. I'll lead you through the flowers and I'll pick you a fine bouquet. Someday when this road gets hard, you're troubled or dismayed, I want to be your dear companion, girl, on down the long highway. Thank you. forget my troubles, dear, and love them all away. My days are getting shorter, dear, my hair is turning gray, but know my love for you goes on till I'm beneath the clay.
Brian Sutton with Punch brother Chris Eldridge on guitar and Samson Grisman on the bass doing Play Me a Record off Brian's CD, The More I Learn. That configuration of two guitars and a bass was inspired by Doc Watson's old Southbound album, one of Sutton's lifelong favorite discs, which used the same instrumentation. Brian notes, quote, "I just think that's a killer sounding record. It always takes me to a place I need to go," end quote. Well, we'll need to go on up through our break, and there's no better way to get there than with the continued stellar picking from the IBMA Guitar Player of the Year, Brian Sutton. This is Virginia Creeper. The boys pull out all the stops. Dave Higgs, and we'll be featuring award-winning instrumentalists Josh Williams and Mickey Harris, and remembering Ralph Stanley and James King, both who crossed over Jordan in 2016, right after our break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Still homing in on random acts of bluegrassical significance occurring this past year, here's the Spigma 2016 Guitar Performer of the Year singing an unusual song about a traveling Jewish Appalachian peddler who gives a young boy a lesson of a lifetime. Josh Williams singing Mordecai from his Rounder release, Modern Day Man.
ain't Eddie Graham a chair, it's Mordecai. And it seemed to me he brought a country store there on his back as he laid it all before us on the ground. And I knew he finally reached into that ragged old backpack for the candy that he always brought around. He said, my papa was a wandering Jew, and it's my fate to be one too. I'll roam these mountain trails until I die. Perhaps one day I'll see my home. Then he smiled and turned to go, and we all say goodbye to Mordecai. Stayed with us, I saw him at his prayers as the last light trickled through the cabin door. He stood before the little yellow candles burning there, softly speaking words I'd never heard before. And I told him how my grandma said it troubled her mind so, such a fine man wasn't washed in the blood of the Lamb. He smiled and said, tell Grandma if it pleases her to know that she and I both pray to the God of Abraham. He said, my papa was a wandering Jew, and it's my fate to be one too. I'll roam these mountain trails until I die. Perhaps one day I'll see my home. Then he smiled and turned to go, and we all say goodbye to Mordecai. I left that hillside far behind for a place I've never truly called my home. And more and more these days I see him walking in my mind through the misty mountain distance all alone. Mordecai was a wandering Jew, in my own way I am one too. I hope to make it home before I die. And if I finally find my way, I'll light a candle at his grave and say one more goodbye to Mordecai.
Looking out across the ocean tonight, I've been the other side. They say that you can see forever from out here, but from where I'm sitting now, forever ain't too clear. It's time to tell her how I feel. I know it's time to take her hand, or let it go. It's time to sink or swim. Choose a direction to start moving. Sink or swim. Well, the tide's coming in and the night's running out, and I'm still going back and forth from hope to doubt. I know I love her a little more every day, but I wonder if I'll always feel this way. To start moving in, settle down forever, or get back out on my own again. Oh, it's time to sink or swim. It's time to sink or swim. Choose a direction to start moving in. Settle down forever or get back out on my own again. Oh, it's time to sink or swim.
The 2016 SPGMA Bass Fiddle Performer of the Year, Mickey Harris, singing lead and thumping that bass on Sink or Swim, swiped from Kristen Scott Benson's Stringworks outing. And Josh Williams, the 2016 SPGMA Guitar Performer of the Year, gave us a lesson in empathy, not to mention restless wandering, in Mordecai, as rendered on his Modern Day Man album. Interestingly, the IBMA, International Bluegrass Music Association, calls its instrumental award winners players. And SPGMA, the Society for Preservation of Bluegrass Music in America, calls its instrumental award winners performers. You say tomato, I say tomato. All its glitz and glamour notwithstanding, there were some somber notes from 2016, specifically the passing of some of Bluegrassdom's greatest, Melvin Goins, Don Parmley, James King, and Ralph Stanley all gained entrance into that big bluegrass festival in the sky. Here's Ralph teaming with two in one of his last recordings from Side by Side. This is White and Pink Flowers.
She cared for her children and the flowers each day. She watched them all bloom. And they made her proud. They wilted the moment she passed away. As children and the flowers all bowed to the ground. Sorrow appeared on the home place today. White and pink flowers are hung by the door. Flowers are blooming. With such memories, patient and care. All of her love we can never repay. The love and the joy of a mother so fair. Sorrow appeared on the home place today. White and pink flowers are hung by the door. Flowers are forever and die no more. forever and I no more.
James King and Ralph Stanley, both who answered the roll call when it was called up yonder in 2016. James gave us a righteous bluegrass cover of an obscure 1949 song from Hank Williams entitled The Devil's Train, which you can find on James' last project, Three Chords and the Truth. And Ralph Stanley and Ralph Stanley II opened the bittersweet set with White and Pink Flowers from the duo's Rebel project, Side by Side. Jerry Douglas was crowned the 2016 IBMA Dobro Player of the Year, and we'll let him, the late Mike Aldridge, and Rob Ikes, three of the best to ever pick up the instrument, take us all the way through our forthcoming break with The Perils of Private Mulvaney from their Rounder collaboration, The Three Bells.
Thank you.
Dave Higgs. And upon our return, we'll be giving a nod to the Spigma Instrumental Group of the Year, Female Vocalist of the Year, and Entertainer of the Year. Hint, it's all the same person. Immediately following our semi-triumphant return from our break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, still looking back at some of the many bluegrassical high points of 2016. While Flat Lonesome cleaned up at the IBMA Awards, winning the IBMA Vocal Group of the Year, IBMA Song of the Year, and IBMA Album of the Year, Rhonda Vincent and the Rage did the same thing at the Spigma Awards ceremony, taking home the Instrumental Group of the Year, Female Vocalist of the Year, and most significantly, the Entertainer of the Year Awards. It's interesting sometimes to see how the IBMA and Spigma Awards converge, but mostly diverge. I suspect that's because the IBMA membership is professionally based, while Spigma membership is fan-based. And the fans love Rhonda Vincent and the Rage.
Down, there, down.
searching for a victim to feed your hungry heart. You say you don't love me, still I wait all alone for my midnight angel to come home.
It seems I've spent a lifetime
between midnight and dawn,
watching
someone to bring you home,
listening to the silence while waiting all alone for my midnight angel to come home.
And you know I'll be alone. But come tomorrow morning, you'll look and find me gone. Goodbye, my midnight angel, from now on.
It seems I've spent a lifetime
between me.
The Spigma Instrumental Group, female vocalist and entertainer of the year, Rhonda Vincent and The Rage, with two from their latest endeavor, All the Rage, in concert, Volume 1. We heard Midnight Angel, preceded by a rousing rendition of the Mule Skinner Blues. Oh yeah. You're hearing about awards, number one songs, deaths, and other bluegrassical highlights from 2016, thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee. Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith and engineered by Ed Lambert. We've got playlists and past programs posted for your perusal at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. As mentioned last week, the IBMA voted Flat Lonesome's cover of Dwight Yoakam's You're the One as the song of the year. Spigma went a different direction, going with The Last Parade by Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers.
Didn't know the boy, but I had to go. I knew his mom many years ago. There were hundreds there, and I was one come to pay respect to a fallen son. As I left my home, took my flag and I took my place on the town's main drag. There were little kids and bikers there for a single cause to show they care. Thank you, son, for how you fought that day. Thank you, mom, for the son you gave. The least I can do is let old glory wave as the tears rain down on your next door to a friend of mine. He played football, offensive line. He had a real good job for several years, and he felt the need to volunteer.
Thank you, son, for how you fought that day. Thank you, Dad, for the son you gave. The least I can do is let old glory wave as the tears rain down on your last parade.
He married well on a summer day. His anniversary was only weeks away. Now he's laid to rest by his grandpa's grave as the veterans play Amazing Grace. On the other side, heaven's gate, a horse rode up with a brand new saint, and another son had met him there for his first parade in his new town square.
Thank you, son, for what you did that day. Thank you, Lord, for the son you gave. The least I can do is let old glory wave as we gather round for the last parade.
My sister South could sing. My brother played the fiddle, but I couldn't play a thing. Grandma took me on her knees. She said, now don't be hurt. The best thing you could learn to do is dancing in the dirt. Dancing in the dirt, now children, it's the mountain way. Dancing in the dirt and listen to the music play. Dancing in the dirt, kids, dancing in the dirt. Take that fiddle down and we'll go dancing in the dirt. When Dad goes dancing in the dirt, he don't take off his socks. We have to soak them in the creek and beat them with the rock. Sister took a dancing fit, she danced all day long. Send her out to get the cow, she danced old Bessie home. Dancing in the dirt, tell children, it's the mountain way. Dancing in the dirt and listen to the music play. Dancing in the dirt, kids, dancing in the dirt. Get that badger down and we'll go dancing in the dirt. Put your hands above your head and get down in the groove. Show them city slickers how a country boy can move. No use to dress up fancy, just shorts, jeans, and shirts. You don't have to partner when you're dancing in the dirt. Manning up right bases will make the group complete. It won't take you long to learn there's music in your feet. Fun for all the family, old folks and little squirts. It's a happy time up in the hills, dancing in the dirt. There's nothing finer than to be dancing in the dirt. Up here in Kentucky, just dancing in the dirt. Get up on your feet and do some dancing in the dirt. If you're everybody on your feet, we're dancing in the dirt.
Melvin Goins and Windy Mountains singing one of Melvin's last recordings, Dancing in the Dirt, a Tom T. and Miss Dixie original. Melvin sadly passed away in 2016, joining fellow bluegrass superstars Don Parmley, James King, and Ralph Stanley in Crossing Over Jordan. They will all be sorely, sorely missed. Well, that's just about going to wrap up our two-part retrospective of 2016. We saved the IBMA Instrumental Recorded Performance of the Year for last, and it's a dandy. Greg Cahill in the right channel and Allison Brown in the left channel. Here's a blistering version of another Flat Scruggs classic, Fireball, from the Special Consensus album, Long I Ride. Happy. While one banjo is good, two banjos are better, and three, well, it's indescribable. Mind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, since 2012, the IBMA has been doling out Momentum Awards to bands and performers who are on the verge of greatness, but not yet quite household words. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be listening to the 2016 winners, Little Smokies, Melody Walker, Molly Tuttle, Jake Workman, and Billy Strings, on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.